Well, there are a number of different ways.
United States Deputy Secretary of State William Burns has ended a two-day visit to Lebanon, where he met top officials, most notably Lebanese President Michel Sulaiman, Prime Minister Najib Mikati, and Speaker Nabih Berri. The U.S. delegation was steadfast in its support for the March 14th Alliance, which is a stark critic of the Syrian government. The Deputy Secretary of State claimed Washington is committed to Lebanon's independence and sovereignty. But what stood out during Burns' presser at the end of his visit were his comments on Hezbollah's involvement in Syria.
Despite its membership in the Lebanese government, Hezbollah has decided to put its own interests and those of its foreign backers above those of the Lebanese people. We condemn, in the strongest terms, Hezbollah's actions in Syria. They directly contradict the organization's commitment to the Baabda Declaration, stand in direct violation of Lebanon's disassociation policy, and place the future of Lebanon at risk.
This issue was obviously a key point in the U.S. officials' meetings with the Lebanese leaders. Analysts believe that the role of the United States in Syria has actually undermined Lebanese security and stability.
The heavy hand of the United States is causing the crisis, but the Americans are very good at projection. They try to blame it on somebody else, and they blame it on Hezbollah. This is not new. This has been the case since the American put Hezbollah on the list of terrorism.
Foreign-backed insurgents have been smuggling arms and men into Syria for the last 2 years, something which has caused armed groups both inside and outside Syria to threaten the Lebanese army. These groups have also launched attacks against mostly Shiite-populated areas in the Bakar region. Observers also believe that with the current support of the United States and some Arab states for such groups in Syria, political solution will be impossible to achieve.
The American involvement in Syria and the provocation that the Americans started in Syria, and by supporting the opposition in Syria and providing the arms and preventing any peaceful mean for the crisis in Syria. If the America and their friends, the Persian Gulf country, stop being involved in Syria, probably the war in Syria will be over a long time ago.
The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State has also declared that Washington will be giving aid to the countries helping Syrian refugees. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State's visit to Lebanon has raised a number of questions over the future of Lebanon in light of the Syrian crisis. Observers fear that Washington's green light to the practices of armed extremist groups in Syria could drag the fighting into Lebanon. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.